Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
Today's talk is going to be sort of, I guess, a bridge between last week. I don't know who was here last week or not, but last week I talked about love, which doesn't really get talked too much about in Zen. I mean, all the things that we read, particularly back in history, China and Japan, the word love doesn't really come up. And so that last week's talk was about that. And this also hopefully connects last week to this week, and also to the teaching story that Bill offers us for today's group practice circle. So I'm going to start out. This is a quote from Reginald Ray that was in Tricycle magazine a while ago. And he's an American Buddhist academic and teacher. And he's also the director of the Dharma Ocean Foundation, whose orientation is to maintain and spread the teachings of Trungpa Rinpoche. So he writes an article entitled Blazing with Wakefulness. And in that article that I'm going to quote is, "The Dharma is not about credentials. It's not about how many practices we've done or how peaceful you can make your mind. And it's not about being in a community where you can feel safe or enjoy the cachet of being Buddhist. It's not even about accumulating teachings, empowerments, or spiritual accomplishments. It's about how naked you're willing to be with your own life, and how much you're willing to let go of your masks and your armor, and live as a completely exposed, open human being." Now, the type of openness that he's talking about, that he's describing, is not identified with a me or a self. It's being actually unburdened from the weight of maintaining the self, of maintaining a specific mask, a certain public face. And when we're unburdened in the way that he's suggesting, a relief in our anxiety and our tension, fear, defensiveness slowly drop away. And what's left is an openness that connects us to this present moment, to this wonderfully incomprehensible present moment. We can't get our head around what we can experience directly. And as we slowly open, the more fully alive we are, and the more we join what can be referred to as the dance of life. And this openness that I'm talking about is everywhere, and it has room for everything. Feeling and no feeling, sounds and silence, sadness or joy. Now, Joseph Campbell said, very similarly, that we must be willing to let go of the life that we have planned. And I'll venture a guess that that's happened for many of you in here. I know it has happened for me. We let go of the life that we have planned so as to accept the life that's waiting for us. And in saying that, he's talking about openness. Who are we and what life do we create when our masks float away? And also in this regard, Rumi wrote, "Your task is not to seek for openness, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it." All right, so this is what we often talk about, that Zen, we're not seeking anything outside of ourselves. We're actually turning our attention inward and work with the barriers that keep us separate. So we do the work of identifying these barriers, whether they're emotional, like shame, anger, fear, desire, or fixed ideas, beliefs, projections, and then do the work to heal them or soften our attachment to them. And in doing so, we begin to become our true selves. And also, we'll begin to experience the oneness and diversity of our lives. Again, realizing this openness. Now, this all sounds very easy when I sit here and say it. But it's both difficult and easy. And, you know, Zazen is the vehicle to arriving in this place. And as we all know from sitting, it's rarely this grand explosion of wonderment. Usually it's drip by drip, day by day. Slowly, the mask fades away. And this experience requires us to surrender completely to things as they are. You know, not like we'd like to have them be. Which also is hard. You know, I want what I want when I want it. But this is about surrendering, not to what I want or how I want to see things, but to how they are how they are moment to moment, just as they are. There's a line from a Mary Oliver poem, and part of it is, "Free to be like lilies breaking over dark water." And the image that I get from that is, you know, there's sometimes you look in the water and it's transparent, you can see the bottom. There are also times when there's a lot of growth on the bottom where the sun isn't shining in a particular way, where the water is dark. So she's talking about, or the image is, that out of this darkness, breaking the surface, are these lilies, and they're opening up as they come up into the air. And that's sort of what I'm talking about. It's talking about moving from our dark space that we exist in much of the time. You know, moving from the night into the daylight, from the darkness into the light. So Lou Hartman, who's a teacher at the San Francisco Zen Center, called this process radical acceptance. And this is an acceptance of all that is. And it's radical because it goes beyond the mind's daily activity of picking and choosing. And when it goes beyond that activity, we're open to everything, including ourselves. So when our heart opens, we greet the world in a very different way than when it's closed. We greet it with curiosity, patience, forgiveness, compassion, and we feel light and joyful. And we embrace everything because we realize that we are connected to everything. Now, this forgiveness and compassion doesn't mean everything except ourselves. Many of us go through these periods in our life where we don't really feel very good about ourselves. Some people actually hate themselves. And so, as we go deeper into our practice, what naturally happens is we become more forgiving and more compassionate. And we can do this also for ourselves. We don't have to have compassion for everybody and everything in the world except ourselves, because we're also part of that whole. Now, there's a sort of a word of caution about this, because this can be a very euphoric place to arrive in, you know, to be this wide open. And everything is beautiful. Everything is joyful. And we realize the connection to everything. And it can be very intoxicating. So the reminder is that nothing is perfect. Things are always changing. And because of that, our hearts will open, but they'll also close. And this will happen over and over again. So, you know, we feel at one in one moment and then fall into separation and judgment in the next. But this is the way that it is. So we don't cling to one and push away the other. That's suffering. And there's a koan, which is called the 100-foot pole. And the question in the koan is, what do you do when you get to the top of the 100-foot pole? And what that saying is, you know, the pole is a metaphor for enlightenment. We climb to the top and we're enlightened. But enlightenment doesn't have an end. There is no final state. It's this back and forth, back and forth. And our work continues day after day, moment after moment. We just keep sitting, identifying the barriers, and allowing ourselves to open over and over and over again. So even though it's difficult, it's actually quite beautiful. Until it's not. Thank you.